Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley in Philadelphia. There's a city in crisis. Now, now with the Sixers out, they took care of business very easily last night.
MVP.
I'm starting to think he's the MVP.
MVP.
Really?
Right? I'm thinking he might be the MVP. Joe, could I get this up just a little bit here? Anyway, I think he's going to be the MVP. In addition to that, Al, we've got all sorts of stuff today. I'll give you our guest list because it's kind of skewed toward a big story that broke near the end of our show yesterday. Let me just say, you and I both work at Philly Voice.
Yeah.
We were very much privy to the story that Joe Santoliquido was going to put out. I felt when it broke, a little after 9, that it was too premature. I needed to read it and really digest what this story was, because it was completely against what this city has felt in the 3 years that Carson Wentz has been the head coach.
No, the quarterback, yes.
Quarterback. I guess the whole point of it was maybe he is.
Well, that might have been a Freudian slip
right there about the kid. But anyway, Jose Adelquito, the controversial author of the piece, will be in studio at 7 o'clock today, Al. To really, honestly, to defend what he wrote. Because when you write a story that has no actual names in it, all sources, you are going to have to fight to the death to you know, convince people that it's completely real.
Yeah,
because there are a lot of people that came out after the story appeared yesterday and said, no, no, that can't be true. He's not that way. So Joe Santoliquido will be on at 7. 7:30 to represent the Eagles in this story. And they have not been represented yet
by
anyone. Dave Spadaro will come on to tell us the spin of the Eagles organization itself.
Okay.
And then whatever stones are not unturned by Spadaro.
Yeah, we have another.
An even more prominent spokesman for the Eagles organization.
Who's that?
Howard Eskin will be on at 8 o'clock. Because Howard, you know, will lower the boom on this story. Then at 9 o'clock, Al, because we did have a big Sixers game last night
yes.
and a huge win, we're going to bring on Derek Bodner, because Derek Bodner, Al, can you know, he can explain to us the psychology of his superstar.
Yep.
He could apply it to Joel Embiid. And maybe you have to be have a big ego, don't you?
Yeah, you got to be selfish.
Maybe at times you have to be selfish.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering his spin on that, it'll give us a frame of reference on a very big story that's all over the place. In addition, Andy Reid had some highly amusing responses, Al, to his horrible loss to the Patriots in overtime. He's talking refs today. He's talking refs yesterday. You hear the cuts today. A more ridiculous point of view could not be represented than Andy Reid did after the fact. It was even more delightful than the loss itself. We will get to all that today. Joe Conklin, in all the years he has worked on this show, Al, has never actually done what he does for a living, stand-up comedy. At 6:50 today, he will tell the best jokes he told at the Sports Writers Banquet last night. You will get Joe Conklin doing stand-up in the studio. And then later, Al, Joe Conklin will give you his interpretation of Andy Reid heading to the White House where all the fast food is.
Why does he get he lost?
I guess it's a speculative venture.
Speculative.
It's your idea, Al. You could explain what it's about. Anyway, that's all coming up. Let's start with Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
I just tweeted out, Al, my own take on Carson. We've talked to him a dozen or so times since he came to the city. And I have very rarely encountered somebody as thoughtful or determined an athlete as he is.
Right.
I have been nothing but impressed from from the day he started till now.
Right.
There have been a couple of little stumbles along the way, and there have been a few questions raised. But the story that appeared yesterday on a website both you and I work at, and I want to make that clear, not that I'm pulling any punches today, because I won't, but the story that appeared yesterday in no way resembled the Carson Wentz that I know at all. All right? And when I was reading it, and in the headlines, he was being branded as uncompromising and selfish. I haven't seen that, right? I have seen him to be open-minded and team-oriented, which are the opposite of those. Uncompromising. Now, I see him as open-minded. I think every time you ask him a question about himself, he talks about the team. I don't see any of this that was represented there. And the thing about it is, I guess Joe Santoliquido, a first-rate journalist now, I have nothing against Joe. Mm-hmm. Joe has written about me. He has written at a place where I work. Joe's solid, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could ever write a story with no one quoted.
With no, I never
every single quote being a source and citing six different players who were saying negative things about the franchise quarterback. I mean, you did the job too.
Yeah.
I did the job as well. You did use sources from time to time, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Very, very few, but they were always, if I used one unnamed source, I made sure that I had a lot of sources
on the record
corroborating what the one source said
or dismissing it.
See, it's really hard to know if the guys talking to him are fringe players who have a grudge, or it could be anyone. It could be Fletcher Cox, or it could be the 53rd player on the team.
Yeah,
how are you supposed to know which it is? And doesn't that give
context.
different context, different gravity to the comments being said?
Yeah.
That was the first thing, my very first reaction. I read it twice because I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. I think I know the most significant thing that's in it and the thing that would resonate the most with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
It is the obvious claim that Foles ran the offense this year better than Wentz.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in anybody. Nobody's going to argue that point, right, Rhea?
No.
All right. But here's the thing. This story suggests it's because of a stubbornness by Wentz and a desire not to do the things that Nick Foles did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if that's true, Al, he's not the guy I thought I knew. Right? Do you think he's going, I do not want the plays called that were called. I don't want the term they use in the pieces, Foles stuff. I do not want Foles stuff to be called when I'm quarterbacking. Really?
Doesn't bother me.
What do you mean?
It wouldn't bother me if he was like that.
It wouldn't bother me if he wanted an identity completely removed Super Bowl hero.
I believe he would know best what
it's the same offense. They don't change the offense depending on who the quarterback is. I got to call different plays because it's not Foles.
I think they do. I think you coach to your strength, don't you?
Right. Anyway, Joe Santoliquido was on our afternoon show yesterday, and he talked about this Foles versus Wentz tug of war. Mm-hmm. Here's what Joe said.
Universally loved and Foles. Wentz isn't. But that's not also to say, nor did I say, Wentz is universally disliked. Are there factions in there? Yes. There was a Wentz faction, and there was a Foles faction, and that there were guys that were pissed off this season as to what went down and how it went down.
All right. Now, the reference of pissed off is that Wentz forced his way back in early. That Wentz, they didn't think he was ready when he came back. He did. You know, he was 5-6 in the games he was in. He had a bad year. He had a bad season. Although the numbers suggest it wasn't that bad.
But when you watched it, it didn't look...
It didn't look like it did with Foles.
Yeah.
Right? But I could say this, Al, you know the same thing covering hockey. There are always factions.
Yes.
There are factions at WIP.
Oh.
There are factions at most places of work, aren't they, Rhea?
Anywhere anybody works.
There's factions. Somebody likes you, somebody likes
that
him.
That locker room has 50 kind of plus thing. Different personalities
right.
in it.
I'm going to tell you the thing that bothers me the most about this story. And it bothers me a lot. All right, Al? Because I did these. You know, my last 2 years at the Inquirer, I just did long investigative pieces.
Yeah, I did too. I didn't like, I like Joe. And I like, he's a good reporter. But the other side has to be represented.
Exactly. That's the biggest problem. According to every report I heard, and we'll run it by Jose Liquido when he comes in at 7, he didn't really provide this story for a response by the Eagles until 15 or 20 minutes before it appeared.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't. That's not journalism.
You almost have to wait for Wentz to say.
You need to approach Wentz specifically.
Oh, yeah. You can't do it.
And the Eagles organization specifically.
Yeah.
And give them enough time to either frame a response or not give one. To put at the end of the story that the Eagles haven't responded after giving them a few minutes. Al, that's wrong. You can't. That is not right. You can't do that. All right. I'm just telling you, that is not good practice. And Joe yesterday on the afternoon show was trying to explain the timing of how they did that. Listen to this.
One of the reasons why I didn't bring it up with him was I didn't want to let anybody else know what I knew, or at least what I was told. That's one. Two, I wasn't really on great, great ground until I got substantiation on Monday night after Wentz spoke on Monday afternoon.
But that was a week ago. Monday. Wentz spoke on Monday. A week ago Monday.
Week. Oh, okay. Yep.
And they ran the story basically a week later.
Yeah.
You had a week to once you lock down, once you got these other quotes that made the story real, made it locked down journalistically, you had a week to talk to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Why didn't you talk to them?
That's why we're going to talk to him, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to get some answers at 7 o'clock. That's not good. Now, I don't have to tell you, a whole bunch of Eagle players came forward right away
and
made supportive remarks for Wentz.
Yeah.
These players included Jason Kelce, Nate Sudfeld, Lane Johnson, Fletcher Cox, and I guess the guy it's kind of suggested in the piece that Wentz played favorites with, Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
Which, frankly, Al.
He had a career year.
Ertz did have a career year, but it sounds like they targeted him quite a bit even when Foles was there.
I remember saying
great tight end.
I remember saying the Eagles' best chance against one team was if Ertz didn't make many catches.
Yeah, because they'd be using Jeffrey and Tate and all the other guys.
Yeah, that's a logical thing.
Mike Garofalo came right up. Mike Garofalo used to be a producer at WIP. He's very closely aligned with Philadelphia sports, even today. He works at the NFL Network. And he read the report, went on television last night, and said this.
Is Carson Wentz a type A personality? That's what this story suggests. Yes, he is. But you know what? He showed up that way from day one. He had that confidence. He was strutting around like a peacock before he was even the starter in Philly. And you know what? All the people inside the organization, when I spoke to them about that, they talked about it as a positive. They said this guy is carrying himself like a franchise quarterback, like a guy who plans on winning 10 Super Bowls.
That's 100% right.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if you are, I just tell you this. If you're a star in a major professional sport, you better have a big ego. And if you're going to tell me, well, Nick Foles didn't... Did you see Nick Foles after he won a Super Bowl? He did every talk show. He wrote books. Everyone who is great in sports at their jobs has a big ego. You have to, because you're facing other amazing talents, and you better know you're as good as they are. Confidence is huge.
Oh, no doubt.
You better have the ego. And the other thing Mike said, Al, is about the leadership. Mike is pretty familiar with the dynamics in the Eagles locker room. And here's what he said about Carson Wentz and his leadership.
I can tell you that the leadership of that locker room is behind Carson Wentz. They believe in Carson Wentz. They love his confidence. They love everything about him as far as challenging plays. If he doesn't like something, yeah, he's going to want that change. Doug Peterson and Frank Reich have mentioned that before, that they've got into heated discussions with Carson Wentz about some of the play calling and some of the game planning, all that stuff. So there are some facts in here, but if you're asking me if the context of the story is correct, I would say no, it is not correct.
That's my impression too right now.
Mm-hmm.
The context is wrong. Some of the things in it, I'm sure, have some factual basis. But overall, to paint Wentz as almost like the villain, almost like a negative influence on the team,
yeah,
I don't see that.
I'm not seeing it.
Now, here's where it gets kind of interesting, because a dynamic has developed this year. with two factions among the fan base, the Foles people and the Wentz people.
Right.
And the Foles people will probably embrace the what's being said now, and the Wentz people will say, phooey. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. That's why I can't wait to talk to the fans today.
Well, that's
to
the see whether
how did this play to the fans?
Well, it just like you said.
How did it play?
This is the Eagles. This is why
problem.
I said it doesn't matter about money. I don't care if Nick Foles agrees to play for $1.12.
Yeah.
You cannot keep him here. No. It's why Brady they didn't keep Garoppolo.
You
can't have that.
Factions.
Wentz has a lot of the same characteristics. Mm. Brady's on his own path, man. Brady doesn't care what the doctor says for the. He got his own doctor.
Right.
He's got his own. But
Brady
he's
won't
good
let
enough.
Anybody take snaps in practice.
Yeah, he's good enough.
Could you imagine if Joe Santel quitted their piece on Brady?
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, that's.
But he's also the greatest of all time.
You have to realize.
Right.
But it doesn't matter if you're the greatest of all time.
Yep.
This is somebody's team.
Yeah.
It's Wentz's team.
And you know what, Al? I'm fine with that because I think the kid is going to be awesome.
Well, yeah.
And I have had nothing but a real positive feeling about him. This story was really, I wasn't ready for anything like this. I really wasn't, Al. It's real old school journalism, you know, behind the scenes, sources, unnamed.
That's it. You and I were talking about this yesterday.
Very
I said,
much.
These kind of pieces aren't made anymore. They're not done anymore.
And they should be. I give Joe a lot of credit for tackling a really hard story. I'm just not sure I agree with it right now. I want to hear what he has to say.
No one wants to agree with it.
I don't want to agree with it either. But how do you feel about Wentz? Do you agree that maybe there's a lot of negative things going on that haven't really come out until now? How do you feel about what you read or what you heard about yesterday in the Philly Voice? 888-729-9494, pound 9494 on your AT&T Verizon cell phone. We come back with the question of the week of the day, and I got some great giveaways today and a real easy question for you to answer. WIP Sports Time is 6:50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.